Dozens of young adults gathered with signs reading "Hands up, don't shoot," and "Police accountability." One of the protest organizers is Crystal Wilson.
These series of protests have been to stand in solidarity with Baltimore and to actually protest against police brutality, but it's also to highlight some of the issues that are going on here in Tampa, because Tampa does have all the ingredients to have a Baltimore, to have a Ferguson, but no one is really talking about it. For example, the Biking While Black issue.
Last month, Tampa police came under scrutiny for allegedly racially targeting black bicyclists. According to an investigation by the Tampa Bay Times, 8 out of 10 biking tickets were issued to African Americans, even though they only make up about a quarter of the city's population. A protester who refused to be identified says racial profiling is not just an issue in Ferguson, Baltimore, or Tampa.
I think racial profiling is happening everywhere. I don't know the numbers. I can't tell you where it happens most. I can't tell you where it's a sport. I can't tell you any of that. But I definitely think that in America, there is a certain type of idea behind who's a criminal and who is a quote-unquote thug. For example, you know, I graduated from the University of South Florida, and I still get the text alerts. And, you know, racial profiling isn't always just we want to pull over black people or things like that. But a general description of a suspect in a case, black male, khaki shorts and a blue shirt, that can be anybody. There's no further description on height, weight, hair, you know, anything like that, maybe a limp, anything. It's just a black male, blue shirt and khakis. That's racial profiling.
This ongoing issue of how the police are treating African Americans raised a lot of questions and made young people like the organizer, Wilson, fear for her life.
Each and every day, I personally walk outside of my house in fear. Like, I don't know why a cop may stop me. I don't know if he's having a bad day and he just may need to arrest someone to meet his quota. Like, I don't know. It's a very fearful life.
But one of the protesters, Kaylin King, said, based on her experience, it's not just blacks who are getting unpleasant treatments from the police.
I mean, they're nice to me until they see my license where it says Hispanic. I don't look it. I'm pale, but I'm Mexican-American, and they're nice to me until they see that. And then they're kind of short and to me. I don't know how you're going to pronounce that or spell that. But they're just, they lose patience. I don't feel safe around police. I feel like they're in a position of power where they could get away with anything, and they can get away with anything.
For this group of young people, strings of protests like these are just the beginning. They are hoping that as their movement brings people together, it will spark different ideas and actions that would eventually address the issue of racial disparities in policing. For WMNF News, this is Nina Porciuncula in Tampa.